calling UPMC Community Health Choices Service Coordination. Your protected health information is treated and kept in accordance with all privacy laws. Please note, this call may be monitored and is being recorded. We welcome your feedback on your experience today, as it helps us to improve our service. Please stay on the line after your call for a brief survey.
Good afternoon. Thank you for calling Community Health Choices. My name is Patty on a recorded line. How may I help you?
Hi, it's Bella calling from Family First Home Care. I'm trying to reach a service coordinator for one of our members. I'm not sure who it is. Is there anything that you can help me?
I can definitely try, Stella. And what's the best phone number for you?
My phone number is 267-551-7406.
Thank you. And who is, do you know your NPI or tax ID number? I'm sorry.
Sure. Our NPI, let me give you the, is the provider ID okay with you? I can give you our tax ID, but.
The tax ID is fine.
That's 822-843-555.
Thank you. Who is the participant you're calling about?
So his name is Carter Mildred. Do you need his Medicaid ID? What do you need? I'd like to verify his information.
Date of birth?
Date of birth, sure. Let me pull it up. That's 4-1-1949.
Thank you. And then can you please confirm Mildred's address and telephone number for me?
Sure. So the address we have on file is 300 South Fall Street, apartment 511-19602. And the phone number we have, I think that's the power of attorney. Denise Lisa, her number is 484-651-2748.
Thank you for confirming all of that information. And you said you're from Family First, correct?
Correct.
Do you do business under another name?
We're Family First Care, LLC.
Okay. All right, so how can I help you today? You're looking to speak with the service coordinator.
So this member had reached out to us. They would like to switch vendor. I'm just going to check in if the service coordinator was aware about that, like if the patient had reached out, like if there's any update and what we should, how we can go forward. Because we are in the process of signing up the caregivers. It may take like a few, like a week or two, because they have like four caregivers. They would like to check if the service coordinator is aware.
Okay. So right now, I don't have an authorization for your agency, so I can't provide any information. But I can get a message to the service coordinator to let them know that you're stating the participant wants to switch to Family First, and then they can reach out and, I guess, get that information to start that process if that's what the participant is requesting.
Perfect. Okay. If I get the participant on the line and I call back, will I be able to reach the service coordinator then?
If they are on the line and they do provide verbal authorization to speak with you, then we could give you that service coordinator's name and check and see if they are available.
Got it. Okay. Sounds good. Okay. Thank you so much for your help. I appreciate it.
You are welcome. Is there anything else I can do for you today?
No, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling Community Health Choices. Take care.
Thank you for taking a few moments to complete the survey.